The National Ag Statistics Service reports this week that the U.S. peanut crop is now 82% pegging. That compares to five-year average of 78%. The peanut crop overall is rated 2% poor, 24 fair, 58 good, and 16% excellent nationwide. In Georgia, they're reporting that they're still getting scattered showers, but heavy irrigation is in use right now as the peanuts peg down. All late planted peanuts are struggling, they say. Heat continues and the humidity. East Georgia got their first rain since July the 4th last week. They're saying that 97% of the crop is blooming, 85% pegging. That's a little ahead of normal. Soil moisture 7% very short, 35% short, 52% adequate, and 6% surplus. But overall, Georgia's crop rates 4% poor, 22% fair, 55% good, and 19% excellent. And that is one of the highest ratings on this date over the past several years. Alabama rated their crop this week 2% poor, 15% fair, 67% good, and 16% excellent. Alabama's 81% pegging. Their five-year average is 65%, so the heat pushing them along. They said high temperatures and dry conditions prevail despite a few rain showers scattered around the region, reporting moderate insect pressure as of this date. Florida's at 92% pegging. They're normally at 80%. They're saying they may harvest early in the middle Florida area. Soil moisture 20% short, 73% adequate, 7% surplus, conditions 1% poor, 18% fair, 63% good, 18% excellent. Peanuts are responding well to frequent rains in Washington County and the panhandle of Florida. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.